Johnny Seven will be your On the River host at 1 o'clock with Shiro's Radio at 3, The History of Jazz with Paul Kivi at 4. Stay Human with Michael Goldberg comes your way today from 5 to 6. Tomorrow, Greg Taberzi is performing at the Public Library in Grand Rapids at 4 o'clock, and the BSU Symphonic Band will be at the Bengsburg Hall in Bemidji. That one is 7:30 in the evening tomorrow. Also going on in Bemidji, the Senior Center is looking for donations of holiday decorations ahead of their sale on December 5th. Donations may be dropped off at the Senior Center on 3rd Street in downtown Bemidji, weekdays from 9 to 4. It is time for Hour 2 of American Roots.
This is American Roots Live from the old Luthchen's Dance Hall, now home to Marini Studios, a few blocks down the river from the French Quarter. We've got Don Vappy and friends. Don is the great New Orleans Creole jazz banjo man, known for keeping the traditional sound alive. But he can take it from New Orleans to Haiti and French West Africa, from jazz to funk, R&B to pop. So listen up to Don Vappy and Friends with the tune Bogalusa Strut, also known as What's the Matter Now, on American Roots Live.
was the matter now? Hey, what's the matter now? Little girl, go home and tell your mom. Hey, what's the matter now? Hey, what's the matter now? Little girl, go home, tell your mom the man bothered you. Right on, man.
What is the matter now?
Man, what's the matter now? That's Placide used to sing that.
Oh, Placide Adams.
Yeah, I got that from him.
Man. Yeah, I guess the question right now in the world is, what's not the matter now?
That's right, man.
Don, who we got here? You say it's Don Vappy and friends, but I assume that you don't have any enemies, so who are the friends?
Well, I have friends and cousins. My cousin Richard Moten on the bass.
Yeah, okay.
And then our good friends over here, Clarence Johnson III. Clarence, the last time we played a gig before all of this, it was me and Richard and Clarence.
All right.
Sure was.
That's right.
So this is a big reunion.
It's a big reunion. And Mike Esnault on piano. It wasn't long before that gig I was playing with Mike. So.
All right. Well, we're glad that you're all here tonight. This is great.
Happy to be together.
So what do we got? What's next, gentlemen?
Well,
not to put you right back to work. I mean, we can do some chin music later.
Clarence actually wanted to play a tune, so I figured we'd do that. Let's feature him on this. It's called Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me, which is my favorite title of all time.
All right.
Means so many things. Thank you.
the blues my naughty sweetie gives to me. Don Vappy and friends. We'll be back with Don and more songs from Storyville and beyond when American Roots Live returns.
Well, I've got two brothers and they're in the Marines.
This is Drew Miller from Boiled in Lead urging you to support KAXE and KBXE. Community radio is a lifeline for culture, and these days it's under threat. If you enjoy it, you need to help pay for it because nobody else is going to do it except for you. Please support KAXE and the Summer Pledge Drive.
Make a donation now by visiting our website, kaxe.org, and clicking the word donate, or text donate to 218-326-1234.
Climbing up that old gallows ladder, cried out so gaily for his high white cap and feather. I've always been a lively lad, never murdered.
This is American Roots with a live stream concert from Don Vappy and Friends, recorded during the early COVID days. Here's one from Don's recording, The Blue Book of Storyville. It's a ribald tale of gossip from the late trombonist Kid Ory, Lot Can Can. The other lady lives across Claiborne Avenue.
Madame Pedro, ça t'a pépé. Oui, la guerre a commencé. Tout parlons monde, parlons gens. Madame Pedro, de plein cancan. C'est le cancan. Oh, la réclamant. Je vais l'aimer vous.
Pedro.
Oh, Madame Pedro, de plein cancan. C'est le cancan.
Pedro.
Oh, la réclamant.
Pedro.
Je vais l'aimer vous. Ça t'a pépé. Oui, la guerre a commencé. Tout parlons monde, tout parlons gens. Madame Pedro, de plein cancan. C'est le cancan.
Pedro.
Oh, la réclamant.
Pedro.
Que parlez-vous?
Pedro.
Oh, Madame Pedro, de plein cancan. C'est le cancan.
Pedro.
Oh, la réclamant.
Pedro.
Que parlez-vous?
Pedro.
Oh, Madame Pedro, de plein cancan. Oui, la guerre a commencé. Oh, tu parlons monde, parlons gens. Madame Pedro, de plein cancan. C'est le cancan.
Pedro.
Oh, la réclamant.
Pedro.
Et parlez-vous.
Pedro.
Oh, Madame Pedro, de plein cancan. C'est le cancan.
Pedro.
Oh, la réclamant.
Pedro.
Et parlez-vous.
Pedro.
Madame Pedro, de plein cancan.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a song. It's Safe. A song about a gossiping lady across the other side of Claiborne Avenue.
Yeah.
Digging deep into it. I love that stuff. It's so jaunty and funny and old school. And it just feels right for the 21st century.
And he was fun.
Yeah.
Kidori, when he was singing, he sounded like he was fun, man.
Yeah. And, of course, he was a tailgate trombone man from up there at Woodlawn Plantation back when. And he'd been, in the building trades in the city. He did masonry work and all that sort of stuff. So, but there's that tradition of work and play in New Orleans, all so good. Meanwhile, somebody's written, these guys are so good they could cure the virus.
Mm.
That's quite a compliment, I think. Don, tell us a little bit about your relationship to the banjo over the years.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to ask me to explain what hydroxychloroquine
is. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, when I said on relationship, I wasn't sure what you'd be thinking, but, you know,
well,
banjo.
I grew up kind of disliking it from the social aspect of it being connected to all those Jim Crow things and all. But actually, when I realized it was an instrument that had come from Africa and was part of... it was actually a big part of our culture by way of Haiti and everything. But even before that, before I realized I liked it, when I first worked at Werlein's Music Store, I played a banjo, and the percussiveness and the pitch, the whole thing, it's a funky sound, like the funky tunes in the 70s when I was playing guitar and muting those strings.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been perfect. This would have been perfect for that.
You could have been in James Brown band with that.
I could have been.
It's a coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Get up!
Yeah, no, when you mute the strings, it really sounds majorly funky.
I'm not even muting them. It's just a staccato sound. With a guitar, you had to kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
That's muted.
Prevent that sustain thing. Yeah, but the banjo, you can do it.
The banjo is natural for that.
Yeah. See? Well, it's a kind of a percussion instrument, too.
Exactly.
I mean, you got that. Yeah, it could have a snare drum right there.
A drum with strings.
I like it. I like it. So in your family, though, I mean, where do the Vappies connect to jazz over the years? Because I know you didn't start with it, but you kind of recovered it, it seems to me.
Well, it was more on my mother's side. It was the Josephs from Donaldsonville, St. James area. That's mm-hmm. where my mom was born, up in that area. And in fact, that's how Richard and I are related, through the Josephs.
You're related to Richard, huh?
Yeah.
Are you related to anyone else in the band? Or?
Only musically.
I was going to say, no, or not that we know of.
Yeah. Well, now you sound like Well Monroe.
Was he always cracking jokes?
Or him and Papa John, man, they knew each other. But the stories, I'm not going to get into stories here.
Yeah. Well, you know, in New Orleans, I mean, everyone jokes about who's related to who all the time. Right. And there's a story of two guys watching a second line go by and somebody's playing trumpet and says, hey, look, that's how you call it on trumpet. And the guy says, no, that's how you call it's brother.
Right.
That's kind of that... what should we say, forgetful intimacy that we have around
that's
here.
Frog Joseph did that to me and Wendell Brunius.
Is that right?
Wendell and I were together on this gig, and Frog was there, and Frog says, he looked at me and said, hey, what you call it? Come here. Go back there and tell how you call it to come over. I want to talk to her. So I'm what you call it.
Well, what you call the next tune you gentlemen would like to play?
Actually, you know, since we did that Kidori tune, which is very much influenced by, I think, the Caribbean and Haitian rhythms and stuff, I kind of want to move forward and do something that you don't normally expect on a banjo. The standard called St. Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? Y'all want to play that?
Yeah. They're cheering all over the world, right?
Yeah.
And of course, we're getting all the banjo fans. The banjo emojis are flying.
Oh, cool.
I didn't know there was a banjo emoji. I'll have to admit that. But
that's right, man. We got together and made them put
Yeah, you lobbied for that emoji. You got that emoji.
You got to have a banjo emoji.
Yeah, you got to represent all the time. You know, and we're getting questions like, how is your banjo tuned, your tuning?
A standard tenor tuning.
Yeah.
In fifths, C, G, D, A.
Okay. So what makes it a tenor banjo?
Well, it costs $10.
Oh, no. Come on.
No, I'm kidding. no, it's called a tenor. It's got it's a shorter neck, and it's like a tenor guitar is tuned the same way, that standard. They came about around 1905.
Okay.
And before that, the necks were longer, and you know, you have the five string and the same size neck without the fifth string is called a plectrum banjo. Mm-hmm. And they all have alternate tunings. A lot of people play this banjo with a guitar tuning, like the top four of the guitar, like D, G, B, and E, which is the way I started with it. But then I got hold of a guitar banjo with six strings.
So the Gitanjo, is it? Or the Bantar,
I forget. Gitjo, a Bantar. It's been called all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But, so have I. But, I mean, this is a... I just thought I'd tune it tenor one day, and what I found out is it's probably the preferred banjo in the New Orleans bands because of the horn players, because this open fifths tuning seems to cut through the horns a little better without really banging on it, because you have... That's three octaves there, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, two octaves. One octave. Sorry. Instead of having... You have... Like spreading out a chord on a piano.
Nice, know? Nice. So. And of course, I know you've actually played five string. You played with bluegrass bands.
Yeah, but I kind of faked it.
Oh, maybe you played bass.
I can fake it with the piano.
Yeah.
But I played bass with Pappy Sherrill and the Hired Hands.
Oh, my God. That's big time. That's Carolina Coastal, Sat Piedmont bluegrass.
Yep.
Wow, you earned your stripes in that
one.
Well,
Alan Jabbour said I did okay.
Yeah, the great man from the Library of Congress blessed you for that one. Well, you know, you're an innovator in a whole other different way in that somebody wrote here, and I know what they're speaking of. They give Don credit for his live streaming daily to get many of us through COVID-19. He's the real-life Mr. Rogers. It is a beautiful day in your neighborhood. You sit out in the morning on your porch. You're drinking coffee. You're waving to the people going by in their cars. The roosters are crowing. The birds are chirping. People are calling in. That's great.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And now we're to the point, because, you know, I make my coffee in a Bialotti pot.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a few people from Italy that come on every morning.
Yeah.
And now there's someone in Salt Lake City, him and his wife, watch me for when the espresso kicks in.
Now, you could be sleeping at 3 in the afternoon, but you come back and you sit there with the banjo and give a little concert every afternoon.
That's right. Yep. Afternoon songs.
Yeah. So, you know, you're taking use of the technology like a lot of people are, but you're special. You got a talk show, and then you got a music show in the afternoon.
I felt like, you know, being in isolation, how can you be with people and in isolation? And they call it social media, but usually it's people sending me stuff like, my sister knows a guy whose brother works for the Pentagon, and he says, and I don't want any of that stuff, right? So I decided I'd just go live and drink my coffee on the porch and invite whoever. And it almost feels as close as you can feel to sitting down in a coffee shop with people.
Yeah.
Because they all get their coffee and we laugh and we...
You see their names go whizzing by on Facebook.
Yeah, and they say things, you know, and they, how you doing? Where's Millie? She's only been out twice, you know.
Yeah.
It's fun because everything happens in the moment, and I try to read the comments while I'm playing, which can be a little confusing sometimes.
Yeah, that's serious multitasking.
And some of my I guess viewers are really clever and funny.
Yeah. So you start laughing in the middle of the song.
I start laughing in the middle of the song sometimes.
Well, give us a song that comes out of what you've been working on lately on the porch in the afternoons.
Well, you know, I'm really proud of the fact that my latest album has gotten all these great reviews. So I get a lot of requests for tunes. This is one, actually the title track from the record called The Blue Book of Storyville.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. And we're going to do a different arrangement of it tonight.
Okay.
We're going to make it more blue.
Rearrange it.
More blue than book.
Okay. Oh, well.
I guess.
That's why they went to the Blue Book.
You know, Mike was playing it earlier, and I said, hey, man, that sounds good. Let's play it like that.
So okay.
I'll just let him start it wherever he starts. In the district, now it's all history. When men from all around got their kicks, plenty pretty women, a catalog for sinning. Browse the pages, take your pick. All shapes and sizes, full of surprises, there for every man's desire. All on display, like prepaid foreplay. Love for sale, love for hire. You get hooked on the book, and book your hook. It's the Blue Book of Storyville. Now when all is said and done, all have had their fun, the morning sun comes creeping in. A few hours go by, la jolie vie lets out a sigh, and everything begins again. You see, it happened in the district. Now it's all history, where men from all around got their kicks. Yeah, plenty pretty women, a catalog for sinning. Browse the pages, take your pick. You get hooked on the book, and book your hook. It's the Blue Book of Storyville. You get hooked on the book, and book
your hook. It's the Blue Book, the Blue Book of Storyville. You get hooked on the book and book your hook. It's the Blue Book of Storyville.
The Blue Book of Storyville. Don Vappy and friends, live at Marigny Studios. We'll be back with a Creole sing-along and some banjo history when American Roots returns.
We will get you right back to more from American Roots here on KAXE. We received support from the First State Bank of Big Fork, with branches in Big Fork and Kellyer, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device, hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com, member FDIC. Donating stocks and mutual funds is a quick, easy way to defend KAXE from funding cuts. You may receive tax benefits as well. Call Sarah for details at 218-326-1234. Now back to American Roots.
This is American Roots Live with Don Vappy and friends. Don is from a New Orleans Creole family and a studied purveyor of jazz banjo. He knows much about the history of the music and the instrument, going back to origins in West Africa. I asked Don about New Orleans banjo players.
One of my very favorite early players was Johnny St. Cyr, because I actually studied bass, and he did
Armstrong's banjo player.
Yeah, and Jelly Roll Morton, too. And he played these bass lines on his guitar banjo.
Huh.
And then for tenor banjo players, there was Ikey Robinson's one of my favorites. And George Gaynor.
Mm-hmm.
He was
Creole
great.
George Gaynor.
Yeah, I mean Danny Barker was just an all-around favorite musician, man.
And thinker and writer and doer and hero.
Yeah, you know, he was like a real mentor for
Brought
me.
Brought back brass bands, did all kinds of things.
So, yeah, but I like the sound of the old banjos. It's kind of a darker sound. I guess the plastic heads on top here made them really bright.
Yeah.
And I never really liked that. So I did a little research and talked to the company, Ohm, who makes this banjo for me. And we figured out a way to make it a little darker.
Yeah.
So an open back helps, too.
Right.
So.
I've seen the banjos made with the possum hides and Buick transmission seal resonators. And I mean, if someone wants an instrument, they'll make them. We know all about the cigar box guitars,
right,
and fiddles,
right.
So there's that. But, you know, there's something that you said that reminded me, and I wanted to ask Richard Moten a question about this, because you mentioned Johnny St. Cyr, who'd been with Jelly Roll and Armstrong and then returned to New Orleans and lived the life of a plasterer, kept playing banjo. And, Richard, in your life, you've been a plumber.
That's right. I was a plumber for 22 years.
You got that counted, really?
Sometimes I try to forget it. But I played bass on the weekend. I told you earlier, I was a weekend warrior.
Uh-huh.
Played R&B and the different with R&B bands.
Yeah.
But I had a bass at my house, and I never touched it. Don used to always say, man, you got to pick up that bass and start playing.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna start playing that upright bass. And I said, well, I don't really have the time. I was working.
Yeah.
All these crazy hours.
Right.
12 hours.
Everyone needs a plumber.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's leaks everywhere in this city. Everything's leaking all the time.
And people always say, well, music makes people happy. But I said, being a plumber makes people a lot happier.
Yeah. But when you were on the job plumbing, did you ever start thinking music in your head? I mean.
Well, when you're a musician, the music never leaves your head.
Yeah.
It's always there.
It's always there.
No matter what you do, you always hear music.
Well, you know, I want to thank you for giving up plumbing, and I'm sorry for all the people in the city that are having leaky faucets and problems with their toilets, but I'm really glad that you're playing bass. You sound so great.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Yeah. I'm glad, too.
Yeah. All right. So, Clarence Johnson over there on saxophones, tell us how you got into music. What part of the city did you grow up in?
My first recollection of life found me in New Orleans East, actually. So that's where I grew up as a child and got my first drum set when I was about 4 years old. So I actually started on drums.
Mm.
And I moved over to saxophone with the suggestion of my godfather. He was a big Gatto Barbieri fan.
Oh, Gatto.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, so love Gatto.
He talked to me about that. My dad was a drummer, so he's the one that initially, you know, suggested drums and brought me a drum set.
Hey.
And I tend to lean towards a more of a percussive style in my playing, and I think that has a lot to do with, you know, starting out on drums. Mm-hmm. Also, growing up in this city, this is such a percussive town.
It's a rhythm town.
Very strong rhythm town, so that's kind of the origins of my story.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me when I think about it. So many people know New Orleans through Second Line and going down the street playing music, of course, with a jazz funeral or Mother's Day or a Saint's Day or, as Danny Barker used to say, the Paul Parrott's holiday or something. But we have instruments here, three instruments you would not see on the Second Line. You don't see the banjo. You don't see the bass. You see a tuba or a sousaphone. And I ain't seen anybody push the piano down the street. Maybe on a truck now. But you do see a saxophone, of course, trumpets. Yeah. And you have the trap set spread out and all that. So we thank you for your service.
Thank you.
In the clubs of New Orleans, making that beautiful music.
Thank you.
And last but not least, over on the piano, Mike Espinoe, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, and you're born here, Baton Rougean River guy.
Yeah, I was born here, Hotel Du.
Hotel Du, yeah, God's Hotel.
1969, and then, you know, my folks grew up here, all my family's here, but mom and dad moved up to BR for college.
BR, that's short for Baton Rouge. College is short for LSU.
Yeah, Tiger Town. Yeah, and then, you know, studied classical music as a kid. But my mom loved Dr. John, Louis Armstrong, all the products of this great culture. So grew up listening to that, but it wasn't until, I guess, in college I met the legendary Alvin Batiste.
Mm.
Who was teaching at Southern up there.
Right.
And that kind of got me back to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it took a while. But, you know, he introduced me to so many of his colleagues down here and so many great musicians like, you know, Don Vappy and all these guys. You know, so.
Well, the classical training and the oral tradition all can go together in jazz and always have, I think. And so you're part of that world. And Don, what you got shaking next for us?
Let's do a sing-along.
You're reading my mind, Don.
Let's do a sing-along. Everybody, y'all can sing along out there, too.
Yeah, the whole crew going to sing, maybe,
that's
too.
That's right. Everybody here.
Yeah.
Engineers, lighting. All right, it's the classic. Elaba.
Elaba.
Elaba. Comment ça va? Cher cousin, j'ai la mère la cousine. Moi j'ai faim, bois du vin. Ça pas coûté rien. Et là-bas, Comment ça va? Et là-bas, chérie. Comment ça va? J'ai tout couchant, j'ai tout la paix. Et j'ai mangé plein. J'ai fait gambo, moi j'ai trop. Et ça fait moi malade. Et là-bas, chérie. Comment ça va? Et là-bas, chérie. Comment ça va? Let's get a plumber song.
Yeah, deep dive from the plumber. He wanted to be a drummer.
Comment ça va?
Comment ça va?
Et là-bas, chérie. Comment ça va?
Comment ça va?
J'ai tout couchant, j'ai tout la paix. Et j'ai mangé plein. J'ai fait grand bon moment, mangé trop. Et ça fait moi malade. L'enjeu m'a mangé comme bouillon poisson. Et gonflé comme un ballon. Et roulé. Comme Morgan Couchon.
Et là-bas.
Et là-bas, chérie. Comment ça va?
Comment ça va?
Et là-bas.
Not
for my Danish friends. Ja, elsker ul. Et là-bas, chérie.
Comment ça va?
Yeah.
I love beer. In Danish. Yeah, let's go.
Before we go, I think we should at least give him one encore out there. I mean, I can hear him cheering across the world here. Yeah. And somebody did say, Don, play some more Creole jazz. So I'm just, you know, going to pass that one on to you for In the What It's Worth world. I know you know all those old songs from Albert Nicholas and Danny Barker and all those guys. Maybe one of those or others you've been digging into, whatever suits you.
Maybe do Sally Down, Bonjour.
Kind of like, yeah. The lady going to the marketplace.
That's right.
Filled with double entendres.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. We'll stick to the single entendres for any translations emerge.
Mamsel Josephine, le reste dans la Lady Dauphine. L'église en si en bobine, cassé sous t-shirt fin. Salé dame, mon bonjour. Salé dame, on les aime moi. Gros noir coton. Salé dame, mon bonjour. Salé dame, on les aime moi. Gros noir coton. Si vous croyez en poupou moi, il est dans la fouille cassée. Pas oublier pour mettre la sauce. Tout m'a t'en fait coco que l'on je vais. Salé dame, mon bonjour. Salé dame, on les aime moi. Gros noir coco. Salé dame, mon bonjour. Salé dame, on les aime moi. Thank you. Mary Dan Africa said. Pas oublier pour mettre la sauce tomate avec un coca non j'y vais. Salé dame, salé dame, oh bonjour. Salé dame, on laisse moi voir. Salé dame, oh bonjour. Salé dame, oh laissez-moi voir. Rune toto. Mais qui va t'y vaut d'y m'omote? Allez là-bas.
All right. Don Vappy and friends. Certainly no enemies in here tonight.
No enemies.
If there were any, they're gone.
Yeah.
All right. So let's thank them. We got Richard Moden over here on bass, and Mike Essano over there on piano. Glad to have you. And Clarence Johnson giving us some fine ripping and running saxophone and jazz and soul. Don Vappy here on the banjo and the vocals. Such a great sound, gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming out tonight.
Thank you. We're going to end with the ice cream song here. It's called Red Wing. When I was young, the ice cream truck played this song.
Oh, I know what's coming.
You know, and I didn't know what it was, but it was. I found out from Willie Humphrey the song was called Red Wing.
And a lot of people know this is it got turned into an old labor song, and it's an old fiddle tune, it's an everything song.
Among multiple genres, so y'all can grab your banjos and fiddles and trumpets and clarinets. And
your ice cream cone and put all the,
cone and
all the flavors on it.
Don Vappy and Friends with Red Wing, a popular song from 1907 that became known far and wide as a fiddle tune, and then the melody to Woody Guthrie's song Union Made, and an ice cream truck soundtrack, closing out this edition of American Roots Live. Our program was produced in collaboration with New Orleans Jazz National Historical Park, Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, and Tulane University's School of Liberal Arts. Our presenting stations, WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. Special thanks to National Park Service Ranger Matt Hampson. Recording engineer for Zachary Richard was Justin Tockett, with Chad Fouquet at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana. Recording engineer for Don Vappy was Rick Nelson of Marini Studios in New Orleans. From Elephant Quilt Productions, thanks to Jason Ryan and Chris Finney, and Mimi White of White Oak Productions. Our American Roots crew included Maureen Loughran, Olivia Broslowski, Lauren Callahan, the late Ken Mills, Gavin Hannenberg, Dave Yisrael, and Aaron Sterling. Thanks to the National Endowment for the Arts for their continued support, as well as the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund and Jim Hart in Chicago. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website, AmericanRoots.org. You can also support our archives there. Stay well. Until that time, I'm Nick Spitzer for American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Wing.
Red Wing.
KEXE brings you a brand new podcast, Season Watch, exploring the seasonal wonders of life in northern Minnesota. Voices like Charlie Mitchell, John Latimer, and our listeners. Find it on most podcast platforms. Season Watch is a podcast for those who are curious about the changes in nature.